Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, our host from Las Vegas, Mary Beth Seawold. She's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. The whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber in Symphony Park, courtesy of this lady, Mary Beth Seawold, who's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. Thank you for hosting us here.
You are quite welcome. Thank you for being here.
Oh, it's absolutely a pleasure. Everybody loves the location right downtown.
Good.
Let's talk about various things here, starting out with the health plan that you guys put together. It's now online. People can start signing up for it. What are you seeing as far as the reaction from your employees as well as the businesses that are members?
The businesses, Sam, are reacting in such a favorable manner. There is such demand and there was such a need for affordable, robust health care, even more than we even thought when we did our survey of our members. And we knew then that it became something, it went from something we wanted to do to something we really had to do because the need was so high. But now we're really getting the full force of what the need actually is among our members and our own employees as well.
And that was interesting because when we originally spoke about this, employees were not a part of that plan. Why did you suddenly decide that employees needed to be enrolled as well?
Well, you know, Sam, the chairman of the Chamber Board of Trustees, Mike Bolognini at Cox, said, you know, we really have to be able to provide this for our own employees as well. If we're going to provide this, and this is something that we think is good or we know is good for our members, this is something the Chamber should buy into as well. And so we've done that, and it's been at a huge cost savings, not only for the Chamber, but for our employees, most important.
Break that down. What kind of cost savings for the Chamber versus the employees?
From 2018 to 2019, the Chamber will be saving approximately $20,000 to $25,000 going into 2019. For the Chamber employees, they'll be saving about $12,000. So it's been an enormous savings, and the products are great too. So we'll be having very robust healthcare products and packages and plans for our employees to choose from.
What was surprising for me to learn was that you're taking this now beyond just healthcare. What's the next level?
The next step, the last time I was in Washington, D.C., talking with Department of Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta, he was telling us not only about the association health plan that we were already working on, but he was talking about the retirement plan as well. And that's something that we feel like is just going to add, it'll be another thing that the chamber will have to provide as a resource to our members as well in terms of retirement, in as well as the association health plan.
Were they not getting any kind of retirement plan through the chamber previously?
So this will be larger than just the chamber. The chamber employees, of course, already had a retirement plan, but now the chamber, like we did with association health plans, we will be able to provide a resource to all of our members so that when they join the chamber, they can have access to providing an association retirement plan under the umbrella of the Metro Chamber of Commerce.
You had originally talked about wanting this to be a statewide program that the chamber would run. Has it turned out to be that way?
As a matter of fact, it has. Sam, with our partnership through Anthem, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nevada, we have been able to partner with the Carson City Chamber of Commerce, the Carson Valley Chamber of Commerce, and so we are able to provide, and because Anthem is statewide, we're able to provide this kind of plan and this robust health care across the entire state, so we're really proud of that.
In your conversations with Secretary Acosta, is the response similar across the country?
Yes, it is. There has been a huge need for good health care and affordable health care. And so there are a lot of chambers and associations across the country. I will say that those of us in Nevada have been on the forefront of leading this charge, and we've been leaders in this endeavor. So I think Nevada has kind of led the charge in general, but our friends in the north have done similar products, and others here in the south and southern Nevada have as well. So I'm very proud that the whole state has taken a leadership role, but it is very, very much needed across the whole country.
Sole proprietorships are an area that have been hurt badly over the last few years. Are they able to take advantage of this as well?
Absolutely. That was another thing our chairman, Mike Bolognini, said, is that when we were looking to our partners and we were doing our RFP and trying to figure out who would be the best partner for the chamber in terms of a carrier, we said to them, Mike said, I can't look any of our members in the eye and say, well, we're going to provide affordable health care for this group of employers, but not that group of employers. So it was very important that we were able to provide these plans and options to everybody from sole proprietors all the way up through large companies.
Obviously, the economy in Nevada, all across the state, is booming. Las Vegas in particular, there's close to $20 billion worth of projects on the boards at this point. How is this affecting the Metro Chamber? Are you seeing an increase in membership? And if you are, what kind of companies are joining?
We are, Sam. This is a great time to be doing business in Las Vegas. And the Chamber is a huge advocate for our small businesses and our large businesses alike. And there is an economic boom that's happening here right now. And I would say, to answer your question, some of the larger sectors that we've been able to see as new members here at the Las Vegas Chamber are in the fields of tech, cyber, and so forth. We have Avasite is a new President's Club member, and they're in the UAV or the drone industry. So these companies are really coming to the forefront, and they're really finding a lot of resources to use here at the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, and what is the President's Club?
The President's Club, I'm glad you asked. The President's Club is one of our more sort of more robust packages that we have here at the Chamber, and we customize your Chamber membership to meet your specific needs. So maybe you need some advertising. Maybe you need to be more involved in government affairs, which is one of our largest departments here at the Chamber, because we advocate so heavily on behalf of the members, our small members, especially in Carson City and Washington, D.C. So the President's Club is one of the best packages we have that really gives our members everything, a thorough list of membership, just robust resources, anything you need, you can get it in the President's Club. And there are a lot of perks that go along with that, because you're able to attend private receptions and things like that, where you get to meet people like the governor or Nevada's delegation and local elected officials as well.
And of course, your annual trip to D.C. is not a bad benefit.
Absolutely. As President's Club members and even some of our other members have purchased registration, you can actually go to Washington, D.C. with our delegation. And it's a very interesting and productive time that our delegation goes to Washington, D.C. to advocate and to advocate on behalf of some of the federal issues and policies like I-11, Yucca Mountain, and things like that.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mary Beth Seawald when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Beth Seawald. She's the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, which is where we are ensconced today. So you have a huge background in aviation. You're a pilot yourself. You were one of the board members for the Reno Air Races. And now you have drone industry folks coming in to be members. What exactly is happening with the drone industry in Southern Nevada at this point? Because
well,
we're one
yeah.
of those six test areas in the country.
That's right. You're exactly right, Sam. And that's very exciting in itself. GOED and NIAS were very instrumental in getting that test site designation, one of six, as you said, in the country. And the UAV industry, I think, is really becoming more prolific here in Southern Nevada. A company that recently joined as a proud President's Club member, Avisite. They're doing commercial surveillance and commercial work for aerials and so forth. And so I think that's really becoming an industry that is starting to be more prolific here in the state of Nevada.
You know, it's interesting too, and you come from obviously a television news background, for those that may not know it, is the prevalence of drone video in every newscast now. Boy, has it opened up the spectrum of what we can see.
I've noticed, and it's beautiful aerial photography. It's such high quality. And you know, the pilots have to, the people who fly the drones and the UAVs have to have a license. And so I'm really excited that our industry, or that my old industry and your industry, have really branched out and embraced the UAV industry. It's just another, I think, another great tool that the industry has to gather news and more information, provide better information for the viewers.
Also, I love it from a safety point of view that police and fire, if there's a burning building, the fire department can send in a drone to see what's actually going on in the building and not risk firefighters' lives because of that. I'm going to be curious to see, after all the fires in California, what kind of footage that they have used privately that we have not seen yet. And then for the police, that they can go in and see if there's a gunman or somebody hiding around the corner with a gun. The safety aspects of that are just amazing.
Yeah, it's really astonishing how the technology has advanced in terms of UAV and how they're using that technology. With Avasite that I was telling you about a minute ago, they have, they're just by virtue of the fact that they're doing the surveillance on these towers and oil rigs and so forth, the number of lives that are saved, because those are dangerous jobs. Now they can be outsourced and done by, by technology and equipment, and they're saving a lot of lives that way.
One of the jobs that you have is to serve on the Convention Authority Board, and we're at the beginning stages of the expansion of the Convention Center. This is going to be amazing. It's $1.2 billion by the time it's all done. Can you give us some input on this at this point?
Yeah, it's also a really exciting time at the LVCVA, spending $1.2 billion on an expansion that is so needed here in Las Vegas. You know, we're the convention capital of the world, and our facilities need to keep up with that. And so now we will definitely have, I think, one of the most exciting new technologically sound facilities in the entire country. And so we're really excited at the LVCVA to be able to provide that.
And while you've been on the board, we've seen a change in leadership from Rossi Rollincotter to Steve Hill. Steve Hill, of course, was running GOED, economic development for the governor. Your thoughts on the transition?
Well, I think the transition has been great. You know, Rossi Rollincotter has put in 40 years plus at the LVCVA and has been a great servant of the city of Las Vegas and Southern Nevada and the entire state. And so I remember the day that on the board, you know, we heard all the testimony about Rossi, and Rossi spoke. And at the end of the day, there was just a rousing standing ovation for Rossi. So I think that was really wonderful to send him out on a high note. And then Steve Hill, I think, is the right person at the right time. He's a breath of fresh air. He has a new set of eyes. He's brilliant. He's a very strategic thinker. So I'm excited to have the opportunity to work with him and everyone else at the LVCVA.
You know, it's funny, when I first met Steve Hill, he was at the legislature, and he was the concrete guy, the cement guy. And his career path has just been amazing as people in state government figured out just how smart this guy was. And what's happened with him, I mean, you look at all the major companies that have moved to Nevada, including Tesla, Google, the list goes on. The expansion of economic development, and now to see him move into the Convention Authority, is going to be exciting to see what happens over the next few years.
It is very exciting, and he's a strategic thinker, like we said, and he's just brilliant. He's played such a major role in economic development for the entire state of Nevada, and we're really excited to see what he does at the LVCVA.
All right, let's take a break. We're with Mary Beth Seawald when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mary Beth Seawald. She is the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, which is where we are taping our show today. Marijuana dispensaries. Tick Sagerblum was on the program, and of course, he's been the major state advocate, if not national advocate, for marijuana. It seems like more and more marijuana is just being a normal part of business activities.
You know, Sam, I think they are becoming more mainstream, and they are very prolific, the dispensaries and so forth, and some of them have joined the chamber, and they're proud chamber members. And, you know, I think that's another part of our economy that we can expect to see more expansion down the road.
And, you know, what surprised me is that, you know, this industry did not suddenly bloom out of nowhere.
Pun intended.
You caught me. It just seems that, you know, for a lot of us, we apparently knew a lot of people that have been smoking since the 60s and never stopped. Because even though Tick was saying there's a lot of tourism dollars coming in, but still, there's a lot of homegrown people that certainly I personally was not aware of.
I was not aware either, Sam. I must plead the fifth on that. I wasn't aware, but they're coming out of the woodwork. And so, you know, I think it's been good for the economy. And we're, from that standpoint, I think that's a positive.
Has that been any discussion that the Chamber has had in D.C. at all?
You know, it hasn't been something that's on our radar, so it hasn't come up in terms of, you know, policy or legislation and things like that. It's actually been very quiet.
What has come up is, of course, I-11. And so Nevada has a portion of I-11 already built. Dina Titus, the Congresswoman, was talking earlier on the program about the fact that Arizona is doing environmental impact statements and various studies. So they're not sitting still. What else can you tell us about what's happening with I-11?
Well, Nevada has, and Las Vegas in particular, and the Chamber is working with the Phoenix Chamber, the Arizona Chamber. We've taken a very proactive role. I went to Phoenix and participated in a program there, a summit, and we're working with Phoenix in order to, once they do their impact studies, environmental impact studies, then we'll be able to move forward with those, the next steps. So Las Vegas is very well set. We did the ground, the grand opening for our part of our first phase of I-11 this last summer. So I think as far as Nevada is concerned, we're very well poised to help Phoenix finish their part. Then the next steps would be to potentially look at going to Mexico, but also the idea of going up north through northern Nevada and eventually up to Canada.
Okay, so what kind of time frame are we looking at here? I mean, it seems to me that realistically this is a 30 plus year project.
Probably. It probably is. 20, I've heard estimates of 20 years or so. It just takes a little bit of time. By the time you finish these environmental impact studies, and then you get the funding, and that's the thing that Arizona is working to do. We were very fortunate here in Southern Nevada and Las Vegas to be able to acquire the funding, and that's something that's really taking time, especially for the Arizona folks.
We don't even have a route yet finalized for Northern Nevada, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so it's coming.
It's
so
coming.
One of the other battles that the Chamber is fighting on behalf of the state and its members is Yucca Mountain. Bring us up to date on where we are with this, because it seems to me that we're 49 states versus one.
It does seem that way, and there are some states who have said that they would be willing to take Yucca Mountain and to be the repository as opposed to Las Vegas, Yucca Mountain here in Southern Nevada. And we've had conversations here at the Chamber about reaching out to, and I've reached out to some other chambers to see if their states would be interested in taking this, you know, on behalf of Southern Nevada. So it's not something that Las Vegas and the Chamber is for whatsoever. We've been staunchly opposed to Yucca Mountain for many years.
And is there any discussion of what to do with the repository as it sits in Yucca Mountain, you know, to convert it to something else? reprocessing perhaps, or some other kind of scientific use?
There's been discussion about what it could be used for instead of the nuclear waste repository, and those things kind of remain to be seen as well. I know some folks are talking about doing studies and to say, okay, if we are successful in not getting Yucca Mountain, then what would we do with that land? But from what I understand, from what I'm hearing, I know there are some definite movement toward putting the nuclear waste repository at Yucca Mountain, but we're still fighting against it.
One of the committees that you're serving on that's supposed to report back to the governor in December is the Sporting Events Committee. This is all about major events, correct?
Absolutely. You know, Sam, one of the other very exciting things about Southern Nevada and about the Nevada in general is that we are quickly becoming a sporting events city. And we should be taken seriously for that. And the governor this past year convened the Southern Nevada Sporting Events Committee, of which I'm fortunate and honored to be on. And we meet just about every month or so, and we've heard a lot of reports and a lot of studies from other cities who have been successful at being very large sporting event cities. And so we're learning what we can in order to make our recommendations to the governor by December 31st.
Are there any events or type of events that you can give us a hint on?
Well, nothing yet. I mean, things like bringing the Raiders here. How do we build the infrastructure for the Raiders and for other for the Super Bowl? Something like that would be tremendous opportunity for Las Vegas to have. So those are the types of things that we're investigating and looking into to make our recommendations.
I'm thinking massive soccer tournaments, you know, international soccer tournaments.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've been talking about everything from soccer to football. I think one of the most exciting things that are on the radar, or that is on the radar right now, is Super Bowl.
Oh, that would be quite the event. That would make the NFR look kind of tiny.
It would be wonderful. No offense to our friends at the NFR.
Right. All right, that's where we got to leave. We're out of time. Thank you so much again for hosting us here, and thank you for being on the program as always.
Thank you, Sam.
All right, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge or watch us on YouTube. We'll see you on the next broadcast.